Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's happening again. For the third time in 2 weeks, a nor'easter slamming the Northeast. Up to 2 feet of snow expected along parts of the coast today. Here in Boston, the airport, schools, government offices closed. Whiteouts, winds gusting up to 65 miles an hour, threatening to flood cities that are still bailing out. Here now is Peter O'Dowd has been out in all of this, Peter. Like everyone, you know, we all went to buy bread. Even though we don't use bread, you go buy bread. But travel is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare because it's essentially just not happening. 1 to 3 inches of snow falling every hour all day long is not a good recipe for flights. About 1,500 flights all across the country are canceled, probably because of this storm in Boston, where it's the worst. The airport director of aviation, Ed Freeney, says the airlines essentially never even bothered bringing their planes into the city. They're just waiting in other places around the country.
When you have a storm of this magnitude, they will not bring their airplanes into this type of climate. So they'll keep them someplace else, and then when they're ready to bring their airplanes in and the storm is wound down, and that's what we expect to happen this evening.
So major logistical nightmare trying to work that out. It might be until Thursday until things get back to normal. Major cancellations: Hartford, Connecticut; Providence, Rhode Island; Manchester, New Hampshire; Portland, Maine. And if you thought the trains were going to be any better, no luck there. Amtrak canceled all of its service from Boston to New York City for the rest of the day.
We're supposed to be holding here in Boston a big reunion of the iconic rock and roll station WBCN, and people are scattered across the country.
Yeah,
so
not getting
we'll
in.
See if that happens. But what about New York, other places south of here?
Yeah, if you look at a map, basically this is a New England storm, unlike some of the storms we saw earlier this month. So if you are on the I-95 corridor somewhere around Philadelphia, New York City, you're going to be spared the brunt of it. You might get a dusting a few inches in parts of New Jersey. Actually, eastern Long Island is getting hit pretty hard. But if you go up I-95, up towards Maine, you are in trouble. In some parts of Maine, you're going to see more than 2 feet of snow on the ground.
And you've been outside.
Yeah, I have. And it's just pretty much white out. I was on one of the busiest streets in the city. Hundreds of people would normally be out there. I saw two people with a shovel and a caravan of snowplows. And here's part of my conversation with Ken Carter and Roy Realiza.
We're just coming out from the indoors right now, so we're recharged, ready to go.
You really going to be at this for all day?
Minimum 8 hours, yeah.
Oh, really?
For the lucky ones, even more.
How are you going to stay warm?
In and out all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, clothes for the outdoors, breaks inside, tea, hot chocolate, etc.
Is it kind of fun, actually?
No. No! I'd rather be at home with my wife and kids doing this type of stuff, but pays the bills.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, the only people I've seen out here today are people like you with shovels.
Or people like you.
He's right. Journalists, snowplowers, that's it.
That's it. Well, look, this is Martin, New England. We've had, that April 1st snowstorm, 25 inches. So not a surprise, but the third this month. So people are still cleaning up.
Yeah. There are coastal cities along Massachusetts were really hit hard, especially in that first storm in early March. Major coastal floodings. People had to be evacuated all up and down the coast. More than 1 million people without power at some point throughout the course of the month. So this storm should not be as bad. Forecasters say we're going to get a lot of snow. But as far as the wind surge, the winds and the wind gusts and the winds, the storm surge, it just shouldn't be quite that bad.
We don't have the tides and the full moons. Thankfully. Here now is Peter O'Dowd. You can stand down now. Thank you.
You're welcome.